Welcome to Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Ron LaFleur. Batting second. The second baseman, Lou Whitaker. Batting third. The left fielder, Steve Kemp. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jason Thompson. Batting fifth. The DH, Rusty Staub. Batting sixth. The catcher, Lance Parrish. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Jerry Morales. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Phil Mankowski. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Alan Trammell. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Kip Young. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Mike Cubbage. Batting second. The shortstop, Roy Smalley. Batting third. The left fielder, Ken Landreau. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Glenn Adams. Batting fifth. The catcher, Butch Weiniger. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Ron Jackson. Batting seventh. The DH, Craig Cusick. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Willie Norwood. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Rob Wilfong. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Roger Erickson. And now, play ball. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes LaFleur. The throw from Weiniger and he is safe. LaFleur steals second. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wilfong scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp takes first base on ball four. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Erickson fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on Erickson. LaFleur moves to third. Kemp moves to second. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson takes first base on ball four. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub takes first base on ball four. LaFleur scores. Kemp moves to third. Thompson moves to second. It's 1-0, Tigers. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish strikes out. Two outs. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales hits a fly ball into right field. Adam settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ken Landreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landreau takes first base on ball four. Smalley moves to second. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell fields it and throws to second for the out. Smalley moves to third. Two outs. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Parrish settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Twins nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Phil Mankowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mankowski strikes out. One out. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cubbage fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. LaFleur hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Adams, who is chasing the ball. LaFleur reaches third base with a triple. Trammell goes all the way around to score. It's 2-0, Tigers. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0-for-1 in the game. Whitaker hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Adams, who is chasing the ball. Whitaker reaches third base with a triple. LaFleur scores. It's 3-0, Tigers. Ken Brett now pitching. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. The throw from Weiniger to Cubbage. The throw back to home, and Whitaker is out at the plate. Two outs. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Kemp hits a ball on the ground towards first. Jackson scoops it up and throws to first, with Brett covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Young fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Craig Cusick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cusick hits a ball on the ground towards third. Mankowski fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Willie Norwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norwood strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Twins nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Thompson takes first base on ball 4. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Staub strikes out. One out. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0-for-1 in the game. Parrish hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Thompson moves to second. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 0-for-1 in the game. Morales hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. Brett scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Morales for the out. Thompson moves to third. Parrish moves to second. Two outs. Phil Mankowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mankowski is 0-for-1 in the game. Mankowski hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Brett, and towards Smalley, who fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilfong hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-1, Tigers. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage is 0-for-1 in the game. Cubbage hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Smalley hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ken Landreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landreau is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Landreau hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Morales. Landreau reaches second base with a double. Smalley goes all the way around to score. It's 3-2 Tigers. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0-for-1 in the game. Adams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Landreau moves to third. Two outs. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 0-for-1 in the game. Weiniger hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Mankowski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Twins 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Trammell hits a fly ball into right field. Adams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. LaFleur hits a fly ball into right field. Adams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Whitaker hits a fly ball into left field. Landreau settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0-for-1 in the game. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Young fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Craig Cusick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cusick is 0-for-1 in the game. Cusick hits a pop-up towards short. Trammell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Norwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norwood is 0-for-1 in the game. Norwood hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Norwood. The throw from Parrish and he is out, Trammell applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Twins 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Kemp hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks, Thompson takes first base on ball 4. Kemp moves to second. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, he's got one RBI. Staub hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Brett fields it and throws to third for the out. Thompson moves to second. One out. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Parrish hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilfong is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Wilfong takes first base on ball 4. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage is 0-for-2 in the game. Cubbage bunts towards the mound. Young fields it and throws to first for the out. Wilfong moves to second. One out. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Smalley takes first base on ball 4. Sheldon Burnside now pitching. Ken Landreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landreau is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Landreau hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wilfong scores. Smalley moves to second. It's Tigers, 3, Twins, 3. Bombo Rivera pinch hits for Glenn Adams. Bombo Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera strikes out. Two outs. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 0-for-2 in the game. Weiniger hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Thompson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Twins 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Bombo Rivera now playing right field. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 0-for-2 in the game. Morales hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wilfong scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Aurelio Rodriguez pinch hits for Phil Mankowski. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Trammell hits a line drive into right field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Twins 3. The Twins will come to bat. Aurelio Rodriguez now playing third base. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0-for-2 in the game. Jackson strikes out. One out. Craig Cusick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cusick is 0-for-2 in the game. Cusick hits a line drive into left field. Kemp picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Kemp. Cusick moves to second. Willie Norwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norwood is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Norwood hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cusick scores. It's 4-3, Twins. John Hiller now pitching. Bob Randall pinch hits for Rob Wilfong. Bob Randall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randall bunts in front of the plate. Parrish juggles the ball. That's an error on Parrish. Norwood moves to third. John Castano pinch hits for Mike Cubbage. John Castano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castano hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Norwood scores. Randall moves to second. It's 5-3, Twins. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Smalley hits a fly ball into left field. Kemp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Landreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landreau is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Landreau takes first base on ball 4. Randall moves to third. Castano moves to second. Jose Morales pinch hits for Bombo Rivera. Jose Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales hits a fly ball into left field. Kemp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. John Castano now playing third base. Dave Edwards now playing right field. Bob Randall now playing second base. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. LaFleur hits a line drive into right field. Edwards settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Whitaker hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kemp hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-0 in the game. With three walks. Thompson hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's Tigers, 5, Twins, 5. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Staub hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Edwards. Staub reaches second base with a double. Mike Marshall now pitching. Lynn Jones pinch runs for Rusty Staub. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Parrish hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Norwood throws the ball into Jackson, who tags Parrish trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Jones scores. It's 6-5, Tigers. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Twins 5. The Twins will come to bat. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 0-for-3 in the game. Weiniger hits a fly ball into center field. LaFleur settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0-for-3 in the game. Jackson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Craig Cusick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cusick is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cusick hits a line drive towards short. Trammell reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Norwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norwood is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Norwood takes first base on ball 4. Jackson moves to second. Bob Randall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randall is 0-for-0 in the game. Randall hits a line drive into left field. Kemp picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Kemp. Jackson scores. Norwood moves to third. Randall moves to second. It's Tigers, 6, Twins, 6. Jack Billingham now pitching. John Castano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castano is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Castano strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Twins 6. The Tigers will come to bat. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 0-for-3 in the game. Morales hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 0-for-1 in the game. Rodriguez bunts towards first. Jackson scoops it up and throws to first, with Randall covering, for the out. Morales moves to second. One out. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Trammell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. LaFleur hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Morales moves to third. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Whitaker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Twins 6. The Twins will come to bat. Tim Corcoran now playing right field. Jerry Morales now playing center field. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Smalley hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 7-6, Twins. Ken Landreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landreau is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and two walks. He's got two RBIs. Landreau hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rick Sofield pinch hits for Dave Edwards. Rick Sofield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sofield hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Landreau moves to second. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 0-for-4 in the game. Weiniger hits a pop-up towards the mound. Billingham settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rodriguez fields it and throws to second for the out. Landreau moves to third. Two outs. Craig Cusick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cusick is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Cusick hits a pop-up towards short. Trammell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 7, and the Tigers 6. The Tigers will come to bat. Rick Sofield now playing right field. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kemp hits a pop-up towards first. Jackson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and three walks. He's got two RBIs. Thompson takes first base on ball 4. Mark Wagner pinch runs for Jason Thompson. Lynn Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wagner moves to second. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Parrish hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 7, and Detroit Tigers, 6. Goodbye from Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington.